We are joined on the line now by Nick Johnson with the Lake County Resources Initiative. And I wonder if you could just start by telling us a little bit about your organization and where you're located in Southern Oregon.
Yeah, so Lake County Resources Initiative, or LCRI, is a nonprofit organization located in Lakeview, Oregon. And we support economic development through the sustainable use of natural resources. The fire has moved into Lake County. It's been in Lake County for a couple of days now. And last night, it got into the Gearhart Wilderness area. And being a wilderness area, that's an area where you're not allowed to have any sort of equipment or machines, or you can't run chainsaws or anything like that. So that area is very, very thick with trees. And for my house in Lakeview, you could tell when the fire jumped into that wilderness area, as there was just a massive column of smoke that erupted, and it was pretty scary.
What are some of the affected communities? How many people have had to be evacuated at this point?
I'm not sure exactly how many folks have had to evacuate, but the communities of Bly and Beatty and Sprague River, those are the communities that have been affected, you know, directly so far, as well as some other kind of unincorporated communities in the area. And I believe that I read somewhere that there have been at least 100 folks that have had to evacuate.
And as far as what you're facing in your county, does it seem that this fire is going to be contained, or it looks like it's just spreading out of control at this point?
I mean, at this point, it's still spreading out of control. This is uncharacteristic of fires for this area. It's so early in the year, and the severity of this fire is something that I don't think folks around here have seen. I think it might be something new for all of us. And as you're looking online and reading about this fire, you can see statements from all the firefighters that are actually working on the front line saying that they've never seen anything like this. They've never seen a fire act like this before. And, you know, it's the drought is the issue. Climate change is the issue. Overstocked and unmanaged forests are an issue. So you have all these factors combining just to create the perfect conditions for a giant, catastrophic, severe fire.
Right, and it doesn't seem that there's any rain on the horizon. I mean, I wonder if you could just talk about the drought conditions even prior to this fire and how they've affected your area of Southern Oregon.
Yeah, the drought has been massively impactful. You know, both Lake and Klamath counties have huge agricultural economies as part of their overall economies, and some of the work that we do is working with those agricultural producers to use irrigation water more efficiently through the upgrade of irrigation equipment and pumps and the implementation of renewable energy projects. And this year we saw growing interest and a lot more interest from the agricultural community, and I believe a lot of that was a response to the severity of the drought.
And can you comment on how this compares to previous years? I know last year in parts of Oregon, there were massive wildfires, particularly East Eugene and Salem. Did you face similar conditions last year?
Yeah, you know, fires, large catastrophic fires, are pretty commonplace in eastern Oregon. You know, it's nothing new. We're used to the smoke. We're used to having to be prepared just in case. But this fire is different. It's, again, just because of the time of the year and the conditions and all the factors that are playing into this. You know, it's a different kind of fire.
How do you see, obviously you can't connect climate change with any one particular fire or weather event, but how do you see the trends being impacted by climate change in the state of Oregon?
Yeah, I think, you know, with a changing climate, we are going to see more frequent fires. This certainly won't be the last big fire of this year, and I think this is going to be more commonplace as we move into the future. But, you know, just reducing emissions and taking that action around climate change is just, you know, that's not all that needs to be done to mitigate climate change and mitigate the impacts of climate change. We need to be looking at our energy system as well. we need to be looking at forest management and making sure that we're taking care and stewarding our lands properly.
And your organization, the Lake County Resources Initiative, if people want to find out more, you have a website?
Yep, you can check out our website at lcri.org, and we had a documentary just released about some of the work we're doing around renewable energy development in rural Oregon called Other Side of the Hill, and there's a website for that as well that you can visit to learn more about our work and what we're doing down there.
So Other Side of the Hill, and look for the Lake County Resource Initiative, lcri.org. I, again, want to thank you for joining us. I've been speaking with Nick Johnson with the Lake County Resource Initiative. Thank you so much for being with us on KBOO today, Nick.
Yeah, thank you, Jenka.
This is Jenka Soderberg reporting for KBOO News.